Home care, this is Shane Dahl. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Amy S., and I want to change my address.
Are you a patient with our company?
Missouri HealthNet.
What?
Missouri HealthNet.
You're trying to reach Missouri HealthNet?
Yes, that's who I need.
You reached a home care agency. Do you need home care services?
Yes, I do.
So
for Freedom
then we
Care?
Can help. Yes, we do
okay.
The same. Yeah, the same program, yes. Do you already
okay.
have services?
Well, I'm staying with my son and his girlfriend, and she has some nursing background, and I'd love to be in a care facility, but now I'm in the community.
So you want her to take care of you?
Yes.
Okay. Did you already have an assessment, like call the state?
No, I haven't.
No? Okay, so we can help you. Do you have Medicaid?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have your Medicaid ID so I can take a look?
04.
Wait, just give me a minute. That's your Medicaid ID, right?
Yeah, 04-621-321-399.
Okay, let me see if I can go pull up your information.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, Amy L. S.
Yes, ma'am.
And, okay, it looks like you're eligible for the home care. So let me take all the rest of the information. Your address is still 2 Emerson Terrace, Apartment 8.
No, honey. Okay,
so what's your address?
Okay, it's 1604 South Sharp 3.
Sharp?
S-H-A-R-P? S-H-A-R-P, yes.
Okay.
Marshall, Missouri, 65340.
Trying to find this. So far, it's nothing coming up. So it's South Sharp Street.
Yes, I was at 1325 South Highland Court. And that was that.
Okay, now I see. 1504 South Sharp. Wait, actually, it's coming up as Avenue. South Sharp Avenue, Marshall, Missouri, 65340.
Yes, ma'am.
Avenue. Okay, not street. Okay.
And I have a new phone number as well.
Oh, you do have. Okay, just give me a minute.
Yes. Thank you.
And is it Saline County?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Your date of birth is 4-4-69?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your social?
493-741172.
72, okay. And you never applied for home care before, right?
Yes, I have. I had Freedom Care before.
Oh, and you already have hours? Do you currently have hours?
I don't know if I still do or not.
Oh, how long ago was it?
It's been a couple of years ago.
So probably you need to apply again.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll help you. I'll do the state call. I'll have you transferred over, and
Okay.
we'll do it again. What's will
Okay.
you who'll be your caregiver? You said your
Well, I've got
son's.
to have a new one. Brenda
What's
Dodd and
Brenna
Marshall
B R E N D A? What's her last name?
Dodd, Dodds.
S as in Sam Dodds.
Yeah, Sam.
And what's her name? What's her number?
Oh, 660-886-7800.
7800. Okay. So I think I got all the information. Now let me send you our information, and then I'll have you transfer over to the state. It might take like
Okay.
2-3 minutes for the transfer to happen, like for. But just stay in the
Oh,
line,
okay.
and then you'll be transferred. You'll be connected to someone from the state.
All right, thank you.
And in the meantime, let me send. I'll send you a text with my information. So just in case they have any questions, you can text me anytime. If you have any questions while on the phone with them, and I'll respond.
Do what now?
I'm saying
If
I'm
I had
sending you a text so you have my direct number, and just in case you have any questions in the meantime, like when you're on the phone with the state, you can text me anytime. I'll be able to help you.
Oh, okay. I don't know how to
So
do all that, but
you can
I
you don't
can
know how
tell
to
you.
check the you don't know how to check the text while on the phone?
No.
No. So you want to take the
No.
information down?
Sure.
Okay. So they'll ask you which agency. So we're called Deluxe Home Care.
Deluxe Home Care.
Yeah. And I'll spell it for you just to make sure that they have it right. It's DELUXE, Deluxe Home
Okay.
Care. And if they need a contact information to reach someone, there is a contact Josh. If they need anything, so they can reach out to Josh, and I'll give you his number.
That's my friend's name. Okay.
Well, his number is 314-501-501.
Okay.
2520. Okay.
All right.
And you have you what?
Okay. I wanted to repeat the number. 314-501-2520.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And now, and you have your DCN, your Medicare ID handy, right? You gave it to me before.
Yes.
The 0462139. Okay, so they'll ask you for that as well.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So I think that's what
okay.
you need for the call. And just make sure you have your medical conditions, so they'll ask you for that.
Right. Okay. Thank
okay?
you.
Okay, I'll have you
Okay.
transferred over. It might take 2-3 minutes, okay? Just stay in the line.
That's fine. Thank
okay,
you.
thanks so much.
Thank you for calling Home and Community Based Services. My name is Lisa. Are you calling for yourself or somebody else today?
Myself.
What is your name?
Amy S. So, ES.
What is the number you're calling from in case we get disconnected?
660-220-3757.
And your date of birth?
4469.
All right, just one moment. Right, so it looks like you have an open care plan. Did you wish to make changes or add questions? If so, I need to get you transferred to another queue.
If I have one in place, I'll just go ahead with that.
Could you repeat that, please?
If I have one in place, I will just continue it. Because
Are you still
I don't
in?
Have, no, I'm not in Slater. I'm in Marshall now.
Okay, let me get you transferred to the request line to see if they're able to put in a request They may have to check your Medicaid, make sure that.
I called earlier to a lady, and they gave me deluxe home care. And then they were going to switch me over to the state. And that's who I'm supposed to be talking to now.
Correct. You're with the Department of Health for Home and Community-Based Services. So if you're wanting to put a request to make changes to your care plan, I need to switch you to a different queue. You reach the queue for people who don't have services yet.
Oh, well, I'm just now needing the services again. I had them before.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's still open. It's just set up. It's still open in the system. It's just set up through the RCF. So they'll need to see if they can put in a request to switch you to another type of care, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Just stay on the line and have a great day.
All right, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I am.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist to assist you with your request. Please be advised that not having this information readily available will result in a processing delay. It is illegal in the state of Missouri to willfully provide false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services. Any person who willfully provides false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services shall be guilty of the crime of stealing. Please reference State Statute 205.967.
Good afternoon. This is Tasha at Home and Community-Based Services. Are you calling regarding yourself or someone else?
Myself.
Okay. Can I go ahead and get your name, please?
Amy L.S.
All right. And can I get a phone number in case we get disconnected?
Yes, 660-220-3757.
Okay, and let me go ahead and get your information pulled up. Can I go ahead and get a good phone number for the specialist to reach you at? Is it the number that you just gave me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, and can I get your date of birth?
4-4-69.
And your current address?
1604 South Sharp Street, Marshall, Missouri, 65340.
Okay, 1604 South Sharp Street?
Sharp Avenue, I'm sorry.
Sharp Avenue, okay. Give me one moment and let me go ahead and update everything.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right. And how can I help you today?
Yes, I'm looking for in-home care. I have
okay.
a lady that's interested.
Uh-huh.
They suggested, I've had Freedom Care in the past. Would that be something available, or do I need to go through this deluxe home care?
Honestly, I can send you a provider list, or you can call them to see if you speak with them to see if they would be a good fit. All right.
Okay.
All right. So let me go ahead and do you need a provider list?
If you could just give me the number for Freedom Care.
All right. Give me one moment.
Okay.
And you live, what county do you live in?
Saline.
Saline County? Okay. All right. All right, so I do have a phone number here. It may be the main contact, the main phone number, so they may be able to
yeah.
transfer you to your county, okay?
Okay. Thank
okay,
you.
Let me know when you're ready. Uh-huh.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's 866.
Okay.
967.
Okay.
2740.
And who would that be?
That is Freedom Care's phone number. I mean, if
okay.
you would like,
all
I
right.
could send you a provider list.
Yes, that would be fine too.
Okay. Now, do you have an email or would you like it sent through the mail?
Sent through the mail.
Okay, so I will go ahead. Let me send you a provider list also. And once you do find a provider and you get accepted, give us a call back and we can get that put in for you. Or you can have the provider put it in also, okay?
Okay, so I can just have the provider do it?
Uh-huh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.